Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, October 27th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Investor News breaks foremost clean energy LEFMST, CCFAT, appoints Peter Espig to board to support growth of clean energy and critical mineral portfolio. Foremost Clean Energy Lodi Dedet has appointed Peter Espig to its board of directors, extensive experience in guiding resource companies to the table. CEO Jason Barnard expressed confidence in Espig's ability to advance the company's clean energy and critical mineral projects. The recent appointment of Harpreet Bajaj as an officer further strengthens Foremost leadership team. Espig highlighted Foremost's strong management, uranium and lithium assets, and NASDAQ listing as key factors for future growth. The company, known for its rapid growth in uranium and lithium exploration, holds an option to earn up to a 70% interest in 10 prospective uranium properties in Saskatchewan. As the demand for carbon-free energy rises, domestically mined uranium and lithium are poised for dynamic growth, playing a crucial role in clean energy's future.
Trump administration denies appeal for Western Maryland flood aid. The Trump administration denied an appeal for federal disaster aid to Western Maryland for the May floods in Allegheny and Garrett counties. Maryland Governor Wes Moore expressed frustration, stating that the denial leaves Marylanders on their own with no legal recourse for additional funding. Lawmakers viewed the denial as a political stunt, with Democratic Sen. Angela Alsobrooks criticizing Trump for prioritizing billionaires over Americans in need. Repezer April McLean Delaney called the denial completely indefensible. Despite the setback, state officials continue to support relief efforts, with Governor Moore pledging ongoing assistance to communities affected by the floods. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.